Today was the day the United Auto Workers Union had promised to reveal which of the big three domestic car makers would be its strike target in contract talks that are currently underway. Every 3 years, when the union's contracts with General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler expire, one company is singled out as a potential strike victim if negotiations are not successful by the contract deadline. But this morning, the UAW announced it will break with tradition. It said enough progress has been made in recent weeks for the union to keep talking with all three companies, at least for now. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
This morning's meeting was expected to be a big pep rally to fire up negotiators at the targeted company. Some 500 UAW leaders from General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler plants across the country gathered at the Cobo Convention Center in downtown Detroit, awaiting the announcement. Instead, the delegates were told by UAW President Steve Jokic that there would be no strike target named, not right now anyway. At a press conference, Jokic explained his decision.
It's good, common, honest sense. If you got three companies that are moving along in their negotiations, these three companies want to reach an agreement, you don't stop them.
And according to Jokic, talks with all three companies are going well enough that there is really no need to single one out right now. Picking a target has been a UAW tradition since the 1950s. A target company is chosen, usually the one where the union thinks it can get the best deal. And once a settlement is reached there, that contract serves as a pattern for similar agreements at the other companies. Until this morning, most analysts were guessing that Chrysler would be this year's target, because they said Chrysler is extremely profitable and would be less likely to fight the union in the union's bid to prevent the transfer of more work to outside non-union suppliers. Here's how University of California labor analyst Harley Shaken reacted to the news.
I think it was a big surprise that the target wasn't selected today, but it doesn't mean that there won't be a target.
Shaken notes that each company was actually asking to be the target. The reason for that is that each wants the chance to set the industry pattern to fit its own particular needs, rather than be forced to accept contract provisions negotiated first by a competitor. Shaken says with today's announcement, the union appears to be playing one company against another before ultimately deciding which one to target.
So under those circumstances, the companies are jockeying. The UAW is allowing them to go a little longer to see what they're willing to offer to be the lead company. That clearly gives the union a bit more leverage.
Shaken says that with current UAW contracts at GM, Ford, and Chrysler expiring soon at midnight, September 14th, there's a good chance the union will eventually focus its energies on just one company. Meanwhile, UAW President Jokic says he'll meet with chief executives of the big three car companies over the next several days to discuss negotiations. But when pressed for specifics on when or if a strike target would be named, he wouldn't say. That's when Jokic also made it clear that he doesn't even like the phrase strike target. It's too negative, he said.
I've seen too many people get a mic stuck in their face and said, what do you think about the strike target? Well, that isn't what it's about. It's about getting an agreement first. And if you can't get out there and get an agreement, then you consider things like that. That's the farthest thing from our mind at this point.
UAW negotiators did acknowledge today that many of the really tough items haven't been tackled yet at the bargaining table, among them job security, pay hikes, and pensions. Analysts say despite comments about how well things are going so far, they will eventually get difficult, especially at GM, where the union is pushing for increased job security and the company is trying to shrink its workforce. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.